afternoon class. I'm Mr. Sir, and today we're going to be talking about games with class bases. The two I'm going to be using as examples are Overwatch and Final Fantasy XIV, purely because they're both completely different, yet both still use tanks and DPS and all that fun stuff. So, well, to get started, why don't you tell me your thoughts on the matter in the first place?
What about defense? We play a part too, you know. But defense is important as well. We help, don't we?
Do you think the game could adapt without tanks? Or shall we just go right ahead and admit that without us, you'd all be picking your teeth and your dignity off the floor 5 seconds into the fight?
Without healer, not even tanks would have dignity left. Without us, you were all useless.
Oh, come on, tank, heal, support. What will you do without us? Just running around and wait until the enemy dies of boredom? We are the most important part of the team, and you know it.
Oh, this is gonna be a long one. Right, first of all, you're all morons. Every single one of you. Now, I get you have your preferences. You've got what you think is the best. And it doesn't matter. Now, let's start with you, DPS. You're so adamant that everything revolves around you. Well, guess what? No, it doesn't. Now, best case scenario, you've got someone who actually knows what the fuck they're doing on DPS. And they do okay, they don't die constantly, but for all the damage you do, you're squishy. You're incredibly squishy. You put a DPS up against anything, and if they get outnumbered, they're fucked. You're dead. Gone. You're a necessary part. Yes, I get that one. Completely understand it, but you're squishy. You cannot carry a team. It's just not fucking possible. Now, for example, and I said I would be using examples, let's take Final Fantasy XIV. You don't do anywhere near as much damage as tanks on a hit-for-hit basis. I see you over there sniggering. Shut it. I'll get to you in a minute. You don't do anywhere near as much damage, but you do more damage over a period of time. But guess what? Son, you squishy. Now, if that boss decides that screw gravity, yeah, you're fucked. And then you're stuck relying on tanks and healers, funnily enough. Just simmer down. Now, worst case scenario, and this is where it gets fun, you get someone who can't DPS. You get someone who thinks they can carry their whole team by running on a suicide mission and then ranting and raving that they died. Well, guess what? That's because they're garbage. A good DPS knows what to do. You stay near the tank, let them do their job, and you do yours. And guess what? Everybody's happy. There's no problems. Everyone, you get to your objective, you beat the boss, you clear the dungeon, whatever the fuck you're doing, you manage to do quite well. But if you're sitting there thinking that, oh, I can off-put my low health by killing everyone really quickly, you're going to have a bad time. And what's more importantly, your team is going to have a bad time. Emphasis on the word team. This is not a solo game. Nothing is a solo game when it comes to this sort of thing. This is a team-based game. Am I making myself clear? Team. Now, tanks. I know you've got a lot of health, you've got high defense, you've got a lot of buff moves that help everyone survive a little bit longer. But guess what? You're not fucking DPS. Your job is not to go around killing everything. And before you start, I'm not saying don't kill anything. I'm not saying let DPS do the job. I'm saying do yours first. Anything else is a fucking bonus. And when it comes to kiting, now, I have played with a lot of shit tanks. But now if you run into a mob and then run ahead to try and get the next mob as well, what you end up with is everyone else left miles behind, not able to actually hit anything because everything's out of range, because you've dragged everything in the fucking level into a very small group around you. Yes, that's just you. Which means, now, last time I checked, it means you're going to get fucked up. For fuck's sake. Now, for example, if you're a tank in Overwatch, let's say you're Reinhardt, and you've got your big shield and your big hammer, and you think you're all that, and you're running around soloing everything, you're a fucking waste of space. You do not run around dealing for you. You're a tank. Your job is to absorb damage for your team, not just yourself. D.Va has a fucking defense matrix which can completely undo half the fucking ultimates. Do they use it? No. They use it to stop Bastion from laying waste to them. See where I'm going with this? Again, team. Now, you get a good tank that pushes forward at a steady pace so everyone can keep up and buffs you at the right times and just blocks all the damage. Like the last one I had in Final Fantasy. I got a health boost, I got a defense boost, and they deliberately went in the way and took quite a lot of damage from me. They knew what the fuck they were doing. They'd done their job well. We won. No problems. See how that one works? No, it's just, yeah. Kinda. It should be self-explanatory. I mean, your fucking job is to absorb damage, not inflict it. Jesus fucking Christ! Now, let's move on to... Don't worry, I'll come back to all of yous later. Let's just get healing out of the way first. Now, I have been in games where, as a tank, I'm absorbing damage, which means I need healing. Yet, the healer used all of their MP on the DPS that was having found a nice wee place to stand in fucking fire. Standing in fire, constantly getting healed. Do you see the problem with that one? Can you see where that goes slightly wrong? Now, if you're a DPS, or if you're a tank, or whatever, and you're stupid enough to stand in fire, you don't deserve to be healed. At all. Die. You're better off to the team dead. Now, the amount of times healers like, oh, I can't heal you, you're too far away, move closer. I'm not saying move into the line of fire. I'm not saying run up to the boss and tickle his ballsack. Just two steps. If you're two steps out, move two fucking steps. To be fair, the best place you could possibly be in most games, not all, is directly beside the tank so they can take all the fucking damage for you. See how that one works? You've got no health and you heal people. Tank has lots of health, can't heal. It's a match made in heaven. See where I'm going with this? Now, I've had good healers and I've had bad healers. I've had healers who went above and beyond. I mean, I've seen healers come in, jump into a fucking slaughter fest, heal everyone, revive people, and then fuck back off and not have a scratch on them because they knew what they were doing. I've also seen a fucking healer who wasted an ultimate to resurrect one person who was standing directly in front of a Bastion, who, if anyone's played Overwatch, knows that's a bad fucking idea. Now, last, but certainly not least, we have defense. Oh, we defense. I don't know many games where a defense character is really that important. But yeah, let's go there. The defense. Your job is to defend. It's kind of in your title. Like a healer. But you're normally set up with some abilities that allow you to set up areas that are safe for your comrades and not so safe for your enemies. It seems to be the standard way of doing it. Now, I'm not saying that defense is useless. God knows I've played a few defense characters in my day. I'm not saying that defense purely has to be used for defense either, because it doesn't. What I am saying is, now if you're defense and you're trying to DPS, there is something wrong with your brain, because your character is not designed for that, with the exception of me. And yeah. Now, you're designed to defend. Defend the objective, defend the area. Fucking close off a choke point with a fucking tank. There is so many ways for you to be useful. I really, really don't want to see you basically rimming the fucking boss. That's fucking pointless. Now, I've touched upon the classes in general. Now, let's talk about the players. And this is where it will start to get a bit personal. Anyone that thinks they can carry a team is an asshole. Now, I don't care if you can carry a team. If you think you can carry a team and thus play accordingly, which means screwing over your teammates, yeah, you're an asshole. Now, I have done it myself, but I'm an asshole. It's okay to be an asshole, but just acknowledge you are an asshole. I have seen the best players get beaten down because they can't survive a 6-on-1. And then bitch and moan about, oh, my teammates didn't help me, my teammates didn't help me. Well, guess what? Your teammates were all fucking dead because you fucked off. So it was 6-on-1, 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 5 times before it was 6-on-1 with you. I mean, come on. Think about this logically. There are 6 of them, there are 6 of you. That is an even fight. Now, I have been to this, I'm a fairly good player, especially Overwatch. Final Fantasy, not so much. But I have friends who are very good at working as a team, so we do okay. But Overwatch, if I go Doomfist or May or whatever, I can normally win a 1-on-1. Most of the time, I even win 2-on-1s. And occasionally, I'll walk out of a 3-on-1. But here's the thing. When I've got 3-on-1 and the fight's kind of dragging on because I'm making it drag on, that would mean it's 5-on-3 elsewhere. Why are you not winning this? 5-on-3 should be fucking piss easy. Yet, I die or I win. And I go up, there's the objective, I go to it, and guess what? All 3 of them are still fucking standing there. Now, fair enough. I know what you're thinking. Oh, but they could have been set up for defense. They could have had mad shit set up for when we turned that corner. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. But, 3 of them on 5. You should have at least been able to take out 1. If I can just deal with 3 of them myself, you can deal with 1 at least, minimum. And chances are, the only reason I was dealing with 3 of them at once is because you fucked off and left me. I'm a bit better about that one. Now, if you've got a tank and you've got a healer and they're sticking together, fucking good show. Fucking yes, well done. Both of you might survive considerably longer now. And then you've got another tank. Even better. DPS, stick with that one. And what you could have is a tank for pushing forward and a tank for very, very slowly pushing forward. If you're defending, there you go. You find chokes. You cut them off. You make it so they physically can't get in. Yet, people don't seem to understand. Team-based games are, 9 times out of 10, the games that require you to pick a class or role slash that sort of shit. So if you're picking a tank, now if you don't like your DPS, doesn't matter. You're going to take bullets. You're going to take spells. You're going to take a fucking two-handed claymore up the jab side for them. Because it's your job. DPS, you may think you're hot shit, but guess what? You're not. Without healers to, heal you, or tanks to, absorb some of the damage, you're going to die repeatedly. Defense, just get your shit together. Seriously, just get your shit together. I mean, come on, really. How difficult is it to hold a choke when you're designed specifically for holding positions? I mean, come on. It's like... Now, I know I'm ranting and raving and I've completely gone off tangent here, but what I'm trying to say is team-based games should be played as a team. Now, I'm not saying literally stick together as a giant ball because that will get you killed. But what I am saying is play smart. Don't fuck about. I mean, it's supposed to be fun. What's fun about getting anally raped by Omnix on a fucking secondly basis? You turn a corner, you're dead. You turn a corner, you're dead. How is that fun for anyone? Yeah. That doesn't have to be the case, because if you take a tank, you turn the corner, they take some of the damage, you kill it. Job done. You've got a boss that fucks with gravity, has a lot of tentacles and a lot of eyes. Okay. Fucking kill it. But now if your whole party's wiping because one DPS doesn't fucking listen, or one healer just really isn't pulling their fucking weight, well, guess what? There's your problem. Now, class ends here today. I'll be back at some point whenever I can be bothered dealing with you shits again, because this is fucking ridiculous. And remember, play smart, play safe, and have fun.